September 14th, 2011, in Oroville, under sunshine and shadow, promised rainfall tonight, presently 31 degrees Celsius, comes now a few announcements, some music, and perhaps some news. World Bamboo Day, Saturday and Sunday, starts off with a weekend market at Visitor Center, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., which will include a children's corner, a bamboo coffee lounge, bamboo craft demonstrations, bamboo items for sale, a farm market, and at 6:30, dinner at Visitor Center, followed by a fashion show, Yamadas and his bamboo band, concluding with a classical flute recital. And also happening on Saturday, a computer slideshow on Japanese gardens at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, 7:30 p.m. Play of painting sessions are going on at Udavi School's new studio. Oroville's newcomers, long-term guests of all ages, welcome. Sunday afternoons, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Facilitator Hélène requests a call to reserve your space after 7 p.m. That's 965-585-7735. More on the issue of the Karuvadi Kupam dump site. Our goals are to get the dump site shifted and to try to bring about better methods of waste management that includes segregation of the waste, to continue building relationship with the Puducherry government and other organizations in regard to proper waste management that's in compliance with the laws of India, and to continue working on a knowledge database of resource recovery and effective waste management. Currently, there is a database of Oravillians willing to volunteer on this issue. However, people fluent in Tamil are needed to create awareness, actively working with Oroville Village Action, the support of the villagers and the panchayats. Anyone with information, particularly for India, about organizations preventing pollution or engaged in resource recovery are asked to email renu, that's R-E-N-U, .oroville@gmail.com. Another strategy is to revive the dormant case in the Chennai High Court against burning. Through a total of 6 individuals from Oroville, the villages, and Pondicherry to implead the existing case. Now, a small regular donation to the Pondi Garbage Control account, number 251089, even so small as rupees 25 a month, would be helpful. For further information, email bindumohanty@yahoo.co.in. Bindu is B-I-N-D-U. M-O-H-A-N-T-Y at yahoo.co.in. And this from the mother, Anshri Aurobindo. The force of soul in you, meeting the same force from outside you, cannot harmonize the measures of the contact in value of mind experience and body experience, and therefore you have pain, grief, and uneasiness. Human beings are in the habit of basing their relationships with others on the physical, the vital, and the mental contact, and that's why, almost always, discord and suffering occurs. If, on the contrary, people would base their relationships on psychic contact, that is, between soul and soul, they would find that behind the trouble appearances, there's a profound and lasting harmony which can express itself in all the activities of life and cause disorder and suffering to be replaced by peace and bliss. We've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio today, Chloe, Miriam, Tanya, and Yahalom. Direct your questions and comments to oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.